And so here's the second thing in clean talk, which is to own what you're feeling as your feelings. And that means to actually figure out what you are feeling, which is a lot of the work of clean talk, and then to really state it with a truly feeling word instead of disguising that or using something else. And instead of suggesting that somebody else is responsible for the way you're feeling, but actually owning your feelings as your feelings. That's the second thing.
Right.
So you'll notice that in the conversation, Cliff said, you know, it makes me so mad. Now there, he did state an actual emotion, mad.
Right.
But he lays it clearly at Alice's door. It makes me so mad. He doesn't really mean it makes him mad. He means Alice makes him mad.
Right.
He's blaming it on her, not taking responsibility for it, when he might have just needed to say, I feel mad. Or, I feel angry. So the way we speak cleanly is to start by saying, I feel, or I am feeling, or my emotion is, and then follow that with a truly feeling word. To do that, we like to stick to what we see as the five primary emotions or feelings that human beings have.
Right. So I can feel sad, mad, glad, bad, or afraid.
Right. And let's back up and say, okay, so sad, that's grief. So I want to learn to say, I'm feeling sad, or I feel sadness right now. That's the sad one.
And mad. I feel mad. I feel angry.
Mm-hmm. Or, I feel happy. I'm feeling glad. I'm feeling a lot of joy.
Or bad. I feel bad. I feel shame.
Or fear. I'm feeling fear. I'm feeling afraid right now. We think it's very important to learn to actually say these truly feeling words that represent one of the five primary emotions. There are other words that people use, but they mostly distance us from our true feeling. And the crux of clean talk in this regard is to get in touch with what you actually are feeling and actually say what you're feeling and not something else.
I find that when I say I feel sad, mad, glad, bad, or afraid, if I find it difficult to speak one of those, it might tell me something about what is in shadow for me.
Mm-hmm.
That actually gives me information.
Yep. And often figuring out what my emotion is, even when I maybe don't want to, can help me not only communicate more clearly, but show up more clearly and process what's actually going on inside of me more accurately. Whereas, if I'm saying something like, as Alice did, I feel neglected or I feel isolated, I'm not really in touch with what I'm feeling at all. When you think about it, the term neglected or isolated is an assessment. It means I went and looked at how I felt briefly, drew a conclusion about it, and now I report the conclusion to my listener. I'm feeling neglected. But it gets even worse than that. In addition to the fact that neglected doesn't actually say whether I'm exactly afraid, or am I mad, or am I sad, or am I feeling shame, which of those is it?
Right.
Doesn't really say. It also points the finger at somebody else.
Says there's a neglector somewhere around here. There's somebody around here doing some neglecting and isolating.
Yeah, and I wonder who that could be.
I wonder who that could be.
Here it is, you and me talking. I'm feeling neglected. So we caution people against stating as a feeling a word that's in the passive voice and ends with ED, neglected, isolated, or irritated, or betrayed, or abandoned, all these things that end in ED, we say ED points the finger, or ED points the finger. When we state as a feeling something that's actually an assessment in the passive voice, usually ends with ED, although not always. You can say hurt, for example, and it has the same effect. What you're saying is, gee, there's a betrayer somewhere in here or an abandoner somewhere in here. I wonder who it could be. And it's actually pointing the finger and making someone else responsible for what's going on with you.
Now, in our role play conversation, we might have been having a business lunch. And there are some business situations in which you may not want to own your feeling completely, because owning your feeling and saying that you feel sad, mad, bad, or afraid will tend to make you somewhat more vulnerable. And there are business situations in which that might not be such a good idea to reveal yourself as vulnerable.
Yep.
But if you are facilitating, or if what you want is trust and connection, then knowing what you're feeling and expressing it will really help you build trust and connection.